Live at 5 Sports with Todd and Suhan, brought to you by Prairie's Edge Casino Resort. So, Jim, what am I taking you away from when I call you here at 12:35 Central Time? Are you coming in off the course? Is there a media center? Kind of describe the surroundings a little.
Well, we used to be housed in like a little Quonset hut type area, and it was very traditional and kind of cool because it was right off the first fairway. It was really easy to get to the course and get around the course. Then they decided to upgrade, as they often do here, and they built a palatial, ridiculously nice, massive press center that is at the back of the new driving range, probably 400 yards from the tees. We actually see the driving range out our front windows, which are massive. So they treat us really well. There's also always the trade-off in modern sports where they also have us farther from the course. We get less access than we used to, but the working environment is incredibly nice. It's the nicest place you're ever going to work. But technically, in terms of today, you're taking me away from Eric Van Rooyen, the former Gopher. I walked the front nine with him. He's playing very well. He's tied for the lead right now. Of course, not everybody's teed off yet, so it's not all that meaningful, but he's playing well. And I'm following up to the ninth green. He airmails the ninth green. The ball wedges under a chair of one of the patrons. They have to move like 18 chairs out of the way. And it's a slick little, he decided to putt. It's a slick little downhill putt that he's got to get through the, not rough, but fringe, and then get onto the green. One of the slickest, fastest downhill putts you'll ever see. He sinks it from like 25 feet. And that put him at 300. He's still under 300 going to the 13th, and as soon as I'm done talking to you, I'll go chase him around the back nine.
Yeah, so off to a great start. Good to see that. Any other Minnesota connections? Tom Hoagie isn't in the field. I mean, it's not really Minnesota, but...
No, our two real quasi-connections are Van Rooyen, South African, who played it for the Gophers, and Tom Hoagie, North Dakotan, who used to play a lot of his junior golf in Minnesota. And Hoagie did not make it this year.
All right. And your column was about Scottie Scheffler and his very unique style and how effective he is, so good at ball striking that he can still be world number one despite a shaky putter.
Yeah, it's amazing. He's an amazing swing. And, you know, what I love about it is it reminds you that there are so many different ways of hitting the golf ball. I can't do it any of them, but these guys, I mean, Lee Trevino, one of the greatest ball strikers of all time, he basically faced to the left and hit like something between a fade and a slice, but he could hit it exactly where he wanted. He mashed the ball. Sam Snead, closed stance and played kind of a pulled fade. And Nicklaus played a high fade. Rory plays a massive, muscular, athletic draw. I mean, there's so many different ways of doing it. And Scheffler's way of doing it is to kind of just not try to model anybody else's swing, not try to have the so-called perfect swing, just let it go. Mm-hmm. And he lets it go, and his feet slide all over the place, especially when he's trying to shape the ball. And nobody would ever teach anybody to do that, and it works beautifully for him.
Yeah, it just seems so natural. Like, he just kind of strolls up there, this big old tall Texan who won so much on the junior level and was kind of used to playing in those that, he's always done it that way. It's nothing new for him. It's really fun and interesting to watch. I love when they slow it down and you see how much dancing he does while hitting the ball.
Yeah, the feet move all over the place. His head kind of, he keeps his head back, which kind of gives him a nice balance point, and he just swings through with a full high finish. So it enables him to hit the ball long, high, enables him to shape it either way because he has such great feel and such great trust in his swing. And also, so many modern golfers, like Rory hits the ball like a guy who spends a lot of time in the gym.
Yep.
Big, strong upper body, loves the leg press, loves doing squats. So he uses what they call ground forces these days. Mm-hmm. He basically thrusts his hips and lower torso up while, torquing his upper body. And when you do it right and you're as athletic and well-trained as he is, you can hit the ball a mile. But, to give Rory credit, Rory's also done enough flexibility work and other work that he stayed pretty healthy. But so many modern golfers, they try to push the boundaries of their athleticism and they get hurt. Scheffler's allowing his feet to move means he's not, he's not like torquing his body. He's not against itself. He's not creating extra tension. He's just letting it fly.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Boy, that's so true. When Tiger started out and had that swing that he had so much pressure on his knee, his left knee, which he had surgically repaired how many times, because all of the pressure was on that front foot and he kept it locked down.
There were golf instructors when Tiger started out saying, okay, incredible talent, but how long is he going to last? Snapping his left knee for extra power, torquing his torso, driving with his legs. Now to his credit, he won 15 majors at that with three or four different swings. But it was inevitable that by the end of his career, he's going to have a lot of pain, and he's dealing with it right now.
Yeah, that's for sure. So the Timberwolves do not beat the Denver Nuggets last night. Denver kind of really was the better team on the floor the fourth quarter. Now, the Wolves don't have their full complement. Karl-Anthony Towns will make them better, especially since, it's another big to throw at Jokic, who's a skilled defender as well. So how do you like the matchup? Let's say they meet in the Western Conference Finals. How do the Wolves match up with Denver?
Well, they played them pretty tough in the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. They had some success against them in the regular season this year. The problem is the Nuggets are still the best team in basketball, and they stepped on the gas the last third of the season, and they positioned themselves exactly where they always wanted to be. I mean, they're the better team until proven otherwise. I will say, if Cat is healthy, and as you said, they have another big they can throw at Jokic, they have another 3-point shooter who can make a difference and spread the floor. He will make a difference, and I don't think the Nuggets. It's hard to replicate a championship roster. The Nuggets have their key players back, but they don't have exactly all the same players back. Mm-hmm. And I think the Nuggets are maybe 2% less good than they were last year. I think the Wolves are obviously way better than they were last year. And if Towns is healthy, I wouldn't rule out the Wolves either beating them or taking them to a final game in a playoff series.
And if it goes to that final game, unfortunately, if they don't get the top seed here, and now they have to have a lot of help to get it, I don't think it's going to happen now, with Denver, then that makes a difference at that point then.
Yeah, that's where the number one seed would really come into play, is if you have to face Denver, and obviously anybody who wants to go to the NBA Finals is probably going to have to beat Denver at some point, so it could make a difference there. But if they end up with a 2 or 3 seed, it's still a great season, and they're still in really good shape.
Yep. One of the most controversial figures in the history of American sport, O.J. Simpson, passed away from cancer. Just thoughts on a very odd life, a violent life of O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, he was such a great figure, such a popular figure, such an artist as a running back. Mm-hmm. To ignore jurisprudence and apply logic and common sense, it looks like he killed his wife and her lover. This is one of the many, many cases where we almost have to talk about two different people. Yeah. He was an athlete, he was a blast, and as a human being, he's indefensible. I will offer one kind of funny story I heard about OJ just purely as a football player before. He was accused of murdering his wife. He's at the end of his career. I think the Rams picked him up for like a cup of coffee at the end of his career. Mm-hmm. And he's in a meeting room, whatever team it was. He's in the running back meeting room, and he's getting close to the end, but he's still O.J. Simpson, still has a presence. Mm-hmm. And the running back coach, young, enthusiastic guy, is up there showing, okay, now, O.J., this is what we want you to do on this play. We want to hit it hard outside and then be ready to cut back, read the guard. He's giving him all these technical things, and he gets done talking, and there's this long silence, and O.J. looks at him and goes, damn, this man is trying to tell the juice how to carry the football.
And that spoke a lot. He didn't like to be told how to do anything, really.
No,
apparently.
He did not. Yeah. He had some ego. And he also was kind of one of the first kind of sideline-type reporters, celebrity analysts. It's just hard to give him credit for the things he did well because of the other things.
Yeah, that's right. Kind of right there with Aaron Hernandez. Lot more evidence maybe on Hernandez, whatever we say about their cases. But I watched the documentary on him and the violent life that he led, really, his entire life. So another infamous character from American sport.
Yes. And, we could say, oh, look, it's terrible that these people are involved in sports. Frankly, I don't know scientifically what the percentage of athletes who get in trouble is compared to this percentage of just non-athletes right. who are Americans, but listen, we're talking about when we're talking about athletes, pro, college, prominent, what all the different sports, talking about a lot of people. Some of them are going to be bad people.
Yep.
Mathematically.
Yep, that's right. Probably reflects society as much as anything.
Yes.
Jim, thanks so much.
Great, thanks, Todd.
Live at 5 Sports at Todd and Suhan, brought to you by Prairie's Edge Casino Resort.